I've been a searching all this big wide world. Now finally I've found mine.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave. That's Joseph, who is
trying
singing.
Out his falsetto.
I'm Frankie Valli.
Trisha, he's Frankie Valli.
You wish.
You, well, he's 97.
He's okay. Frankie Valli.
No, he's actually
cars?
87.
He does, yes.
And Eric behind the window, who will be doing a business meeting today with lunch.
With lunch.
With yours truly. Okay. This is a great Jersey Boys, clearly. Well, Jersey Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Ballet.
Clearly one of my favorite groups. And the Jersey Boys, one of my favorite movies and play. The play
yes.
is awesome. I love it, right? I could watch yes. it all day.
It's actually a musical.
It's actually a musical and not a play, I've been told by my producer.
Well, okay.
There's a difference.
There you go.
Well, there is a difference between
musical and just a play.
She is quite correct.
Well, wouldn't it be a musical play?
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, except
Thank
for...
Thank you, Eric, for coming for my, to are, my defense.
I got but, your back, Dave.
But if yes. you are in New York, they ask you, are you looking for a musical or are you looking for a play?
And if you say a musical play, what, do they beat you to death?
Thank you. Yeah.
Wow. No, gang up on Trisha Day.
No, no.
All because you guys are going to the candy store. I don't know about
that. For lunch. Said anything.
And maybe for dinner if we're lucky.
Just staying quiet. Wow. Well, before we bring on our next guest
Bring lots of fives.
Wow. Before we bring on our next guest who is a candy girl.
Oh, yeah.
You'd want to stay away from the whole candy store aspect
oh,
of this.
Oh, yeah.
But
good point.
Say you've got a candy rush and a sugar rush and your muscles are all hurting and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I thought candy made that better.
Well, you know what?
I know really makes it better? I mean, we talked about the health benefits of actual cacao and dark
cacao?
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Moo.
But, oh, my goodness, nothing beats
a
massage.
And not from the candy store, but...
No. I'm talking about a real massage.
By a real...
By a certified licensed massage therapist, for sure.
Yes. And a licensed sports massage therapist. Of course, we're talking about none other than Quinn Schoenwald. He's a great guy. Great guy, if you want a massage. He's licensed sports massage therapist, but he tells me, hey, you don't have to be in the sports for a healthy massage. A massage is healthy, and he can create that health and help you and promote it. Quinn, of course, works at the world-renowned Fisher Institute, and of course, they do performance training, rehab, and PT. The owner, Brett Fisher, is the staff PT for the Arizona Cardinals. That makes it quite credible where Quinn does his massages. So Quinn Schoenwald, licensed sports massage therapist, call him at 307-921-2684, 307-921-2684. You won't regret it. Get a massage today and eat your candy.
But he won't be doing massages at Chase Field for long.
Oh, well, if they move, but I don't think they will.
It's a bluff.
Yeah, I think it's a bluff. That'd be craziness. It's a nice arena, stadium, and they'll fix it. I mean, they need repairs.
$187 million worth of repairs?
That's a lot, isn't it? How is that possible?
I think they want some seats removed, though, don't they?
Oh, I don't know.
They want 9,000 seats removed.
Why?
Because it looks too empty.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's what I heard.
Just don't take out the pool.
Well, you know...
Right?
Yeah.
One thing that I think that would make fill those seats, if every seat came with a candy bar.
Oh, no?
You know, that's a great
idea.
It really
is. In Arizona, it's not because it would melt.
It would melt. But yes.
But that's what they have a roof on it, though. It's temperature control.
Yeah, they can open and shut that roof.
But it's just, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But even the samples that we have right here for our next segment, you know, you see this peanut butter cup is, I tried to cut it and everything, and it's turned into a pancake here. But we're going to bring on our next guest so we can try some more Easter-themed candy, Kate Coffee with Chocolate Twist. Thank you so much for joining us.
Wait a minute.
Hi.
Coffee with a chocolate twist?
How funny.
Hi, this is Kate.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Well, you got a great name, Kate Coffee.
Don't I? I know.
Wow.
And actually, to kick this off, there is a coffee. There's Papa Coffee one here. It's the one in the center there, Trisha. There's two pieces, one for you and one for Dave there, if you want to split them.
I can have this one?
No.
Try the coffee one.
Try this one.
Here we go.
There it goes.
This is Papa Coffee.
You didn't cut the bottom of it, so I'm doing it with my fingernails.
Well, that's why I didn't want to split it. And
here we go now.
Let's try it there.
All right. Papa Coffee candy bar was named after my dad.
Oh.
And it is a coffee-infused caramel and a coffee-infused ganache, bittersweet ganache on top. Mm-hmm. And then the whole thing is dunked in a big bowl of bittersweet chocolate. And then we finish it off with my dad's last name on there, Coffee.
Wow.
That is good. That's really good.
Good stuff, right?
Yeah.
That is really tasty. Okay, wow.
I love the combination of the ganache with the caramel.
Yeah, that is very, very good. Mm. The blend is
nice. I'm
so glad
you guys like it.
Mm. Oh, love it.
It's good. Just melting in my mouth.
Joseph was going to ask you if you're married.
I'm not, actually.
Oh!
Well, she just said her father's last name, but she might have kept it. Yeah, that's true. Well,
Joseph, really, it's a two-for-one deal. Right.
Well, if she makes chocolate like this is amazing. I mean, you talk about a happy guy, right?
Hey, I'm setting you up right now, live.
I said my next husband needs to be a dentist. Think of a theme we could have.
Oh, wow. Well, I do know a dentist.
Joseph's willing to go back to school.
Yeah, I can go back to school. Hey, anything for chocolate, man. I mean, because, you know, this is anything chocolate. This has gone off the rails today, Dave. But, Kate, tell us a little bit about Chocolate Twist, because your website, I mean, we can see that you make a bunch of different, I mean, there's one where you put a Cheez-It inside of a candy bar.
Yum.
Or something too, right?
Yes. Yeah. So Chocolate Twist is a small batch. We create small batch handcrafted confections. And we like to say they're for you to love, cherish, and eat with abandon, and absolutely do not share. And we like to take a traditional candy and kind of twist it up a little bit. So we do have the Rosemary Cheez-It white chocolate candy bar. So that's a layer of rosemary-infused caramel with a layer of Cheez-It, the little crackers, the cheddar crackers right on top. And then we top that with a white chocolate ganache and dunk the whole thing in a milk chocolate. And at first, people are like, I don't think I want to try that. But then once they try it, they're hooked. It's one of our best-selling candy bars.
Well, you got the sweet and savory.
I was going to say that mixture of sweet and savory and the rosemary to tie it all together in the infusion of the caramel. How did you think of that?
Well, you know what? I take a little retreat every year, and I go by myself, and I spend 4 days in my pajamas and reading cookbooks and magazines that I've not been able to get to over the years. And I saw something about Stephanie Izzard's wedding cake. Stephanie is a Chicago chef, but she won Master Chef a few years ago. And her wedding cake had Cheez-Its in it with peanut butter. And we already did a peanut butter candy bar, but we had some Cheez-Its playing around. So we came back to the kitchen, and we threw some Cheez-Its and some white chocolate and some different herbs together and just kind of tasted them and decided that the rosemary was the best fitting. So it's really fun. Our research and development is not a bad way to make a living.
No, definitely not. And of course, if you go to your website, is it chocolatetwist.com?
It's chocolate-twist.com.
Excellent. And you see there's a picture of you with your hands covered in chocolate, right?
Yeah.
He's licking his lips when he said that.
Well, I mean, because...
No, he's just making gestures at you.
No, it's because he just ate the chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah,
I know, but it was so cute because he had his hands up in front of him. And
I'm Italian. I talk with my hands.
It was very precious.
I didn't know
though.
You're Italian, are you?
We've gone over... I
had no idea.
Didn't we just totally an interview from 2012?
I would have been nicer to you.
Right.
But Kate, so when you say small batch chocolate, how many is in a small batch?
So our batches start at about 45 to 95 candy bars from a small batch. So we're making candy bars in very tiny batches, and that gives us the ability to really control the flavor and really take our time and make sure that each candy bar is consistent and perfect and twisted and just the way you expect them to be.
Now, if somebody was one of those people who has everything and has tons and tons of money, if they were to approach you to have a personalized candy bar, say for their party, for their wedding or whatever,
you know
Are you are you open to that? Is that available?
We are. We are open to that. Not only are we open to that, but we've done that many times before. And it doesn't even need to be somebody with a ton of money, just enough money to pay us.
Wonderful.
You know, Kate, I think your phone...
It's a little tinny at the moment.
Yeah.
Did you change something or go to a different area?
Oh, no, I'm...
Oh, that's better.
Okay.
There you go. Much better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you were probably sneaking some good chocolate in there.
It just sounded like you were talking in a can, that's all. But now, now you're
I'm
back
here.
With a clarity that's
the
perfect.
The clarity and the beauty that we all...
Excellent.
That Joseph wants to
marry. So you said you have done this before, so tell us a little bit
about
that.
We have done it before, and we love doing it because each person comes to the table with a different palate and a different idea of what tastes great. And then we bring our experience of what does taste great, what maybe doesn't work so well. And then we combine those two ideals, and we have made some really wonderful things for people.
Let's try this mint grapefruit. That's the other dark one there. And
so
mint grapefruit?
Caramel. Yeah, it's delicious. It doesn't sound like it's going to work together. But that's what we like about our product is that it takes a second, and you look at it and you say, But rest assured, we don't put anything out that we don't think is amazing. So that's a fresh mint-infused caramel with a fresh grapefruit-infused bittersweet chocolate ganache on top. And we don't use any oils or extracts, so that's a fresh mint. So if you taste the caramel separate, it should taste a little bit grassy, really earthy.
Well, I like this
a
lot.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I got the grapefruit flavor, and you're right. It tastes like really fresh. You know?
But it's softer. Mm-hmm. And, it has a mixture of finely blended flavors.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are really taking one for the team today doing all this chocolate pastry.
It's terrible.
It's so hard.
It's terrible.
Especially when it tastes this good.
Really earning your money.
But you know what? I will tell you. What's impressive is the smoothness, again, about how you infuse these flavors. They're literally an integral part of it. It doesn't taste like it's flavored, per se.
Yeah, nothing should pop out separate. They should all sort of work together, but the flavors will reveal themselves sort of separately. Like if you try something with a little heat always comes at the end. So you'll taste it, you'll be tasting it, and you'll get the sweet, and then you'll get the salty, and then the heat kind of will reveal itself at the end. So that all our flavors should be doing that. They should be revealing themselves one at a time, but working beautifully together.
If anyone's just now joining us,
I prefer this to wine tasting. I'm just
you do.
Saying.
You know what? I think that a lot of people probably would. I mean,
can you
there's
imagine
so many different flavors.
Having a chocolate tasting party? Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Yeah.
We do that every day in the Twisted Kitchen. Yeah.
Where are you located? Can we come and have a chocolate tasting party?
Oh, a chocolate factory tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're welcome anytime. We are in historic Riverside, Illinois, which is about 10 miles outside of Chicago.
Oh, that's easy to get to then.
Road trip, Dave.
Yeah, super easy.
Now, are you open to the public?
You know, we don't have a retail location, but we do. We are open to people if they want to come in and pick up some stuff or check around, you know, look around. And anybody who pops into the kitchen always walks away with a little sample or a little freebie. We're directly across the street from one of the local schools, and the kids come in all the time. So we're always handing out little caramels to the kids.
Now, I have to say, out of the ones that you sent, this one looks the best to me, the root beer float. Okay, I mean, because last week, let's give it one more shot. Our word of the day
watch your ears, Kate.
Yeah, careful here.
Okay.
Our word of the week was root beer barrels. Okay.
That was for Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
One of my favorite candies of all time.
And let's see here. You know, I taste the float part of it and everything, and the root beer. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So the root beer float candy bar, one day I was walking through a root beer store that sold exclusively root beer, and I turned to my friend and I said, a root beer float candy bar sounds really good to me. So went home, and I have a friend named Melissa who owns Joe Snow Syrup, and she creates these beautiful coffee and coffee syrup, and she has one that's a root beer syrup. So we combined that, her root beer syrup, with our Epic Sea Salt Caramel. And then we put a vanilla bean-infused white chocolate ganache on top of that and dipped it in milk chocolate. So that's one of our sweeter candy bars, but it really, I think, kind of harkens back to those root beer floats of you know, when you were a kid. My grandma used to give me root beer floats all the time when I was a little girl, staying over at night at her house. And those root beer float candy bars just kind of reminded me of those times that I would stay at Nani's house, and she would make me a root beer float late at night.
Now, Tricia, look at that white filling on top.
Yeah, I mean, it's the white chocolate ganache.
You know, that the part of the root beer float that I wish that an entire root beer float was just all
the
that
foam.
Fluffy. Yeah, the foam. I could have that by the gallon. I mean, that tastes so good, and you nailed the flavor of that perfectly.
Mm. Thank you. And then we put a few sprinkles on there just for fun.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you had me at Epic Salted Caramel.
Yes.
Do you sell just caramels?
We do. The Epic Sea Salt Caramels, I tell my kids they're going to go to college on the backs of those caramels. We sell thousands of them every year. That is the caramel we started everything with. And basically, all of our caramels are based off of that Epic Sea Salt Caramel. All of our candy bar bases start with an Epic Sea Salt Caramel, and then we infuse them to change the flavor up. But that Epic Sea Salt Caramel is our base, our rock star of the candy world. And we do sell those on our website, which is chocolate-twist.com.
Delicious.
Yeah, and we also have the Saigon Cinnamon Peanut Butter Cup here, and we might try that during the break because I don't want to...
Oh, I love Saigon Cinnamon.
Well, talk to... Because the thing is with the Peanut Butter Cup, once you try to, you know... That's why you don't want to share these, like she said earlier.
We're breaking your rules. I'm sorry, Kate.
I tried to cut this, and it's not very easily cuttable. And
you know what? Take it up, flip it over, and cut it from the bottom.
Oh, see, I wish I would have known that before.
This last one, was that the root beer float?
Yeah.
I've never had anything.
But you actually almost feel, you almost, because root beer, when it goes flat, doesn't taste as good. This almost feels like it still has fizz.
Yeah, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Because
it
still has that delicious, delicious root beer flavor. It doesn't taste like flat root beer, which I was afraid it might.
And did you, you created this particular blend of flavors, right?
Yeah, I've created all of them.
Man, that is unbelievable. Sensational. You know, I'm not kidding you.
I like to say that everybody is creative in their own special way. I mean, what you guys do every day takes a lot of creativity to talk all day and to stay engaged. And, you know, my job is to make creative candy, and your job is to talk all day. And, you know, accountants are very creative, and attorneys are very creative.
Accountants are creative?
Dave perked up because he's also a CPA.
Yes. I got two compliments. Thank you. And but Joseph,
film critics
now,
are creative too.
You know, Joseph now will be a big fan of a 4-day retreat, and he will be in his pajamas too.
Well, now I have to. Well, go ahead.
Yes.
Trisha.
No. You go ahead if you want to.
No. Go ahead and take some of that because I mean,
what is
all
that?
Of our
that's our Saigon cinnamon peanut butter cup. Oh, I'm so excited
Saigon
for this.
Oh. Peanut butter cup,
well, let's try that.
Has a fan base of its own. I mean, it is just like it's like a cult.
Man.
It's got like a cult following.
Wow.
I don't. There's plenty of peanut butter cups on the market, and but there's none that have this flavor profile. And I think the cinnamon is really unusual, but that Saigon cinnamon has such a pop to it that it really explodes in your mouth. And nobody expects it with the peanut butter, but man, does it work together.
Oh, man.
That's a really good flavor.
You are amazing.
What? I actually knew about cinnamon with peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
Yes, because I can't remember where I got the idea, but I was making cinnamon toast. And I just put a little thin layer of peanut butter, and then I put the cinnamon on top of it, and it was so good.
Oh, yeah.
Because I decided to have the sweetness of the peanut butter instead of the sugar of cinnamon sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
amazing how these combinations
But let
work.
Me tell you, this is...
Oh, this is fantastic.
Uh-huh. This is addicting.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so glad you guys like it.
Wow.
I may fly to Illinois.
No.
But it,
you know what?
Go ahead.
You can fly to Illinois, but darling, I can ship stuff straight to you. We put it on
good?
Ice because I know Phoenix is hot.
Well, I was going to say that it's obviously too late for people to order for tomorrow's Easter baskets and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But imagine, if you were a kid and then all of a sudden you got these candy bars with these unique combinations. I mean, like a root beer float candy bar, the Saigon cinnamon.
All right.
Those are my two favorites, by the way.
I'm gonna show you how selfish I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, show me.
I would not waste this on the children.
have the jelly beans.
Exactly. They're going to pig out on it and not
Your
enjoy
it. Your grandkids are on line 1, 2, and 3.
I know. And I love the grandkids. Don't get me wrong. The older ones would appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
The younger ones, though, I think they're all about the amount of the candy. And this is gourmet. Oh. This is phenomenal. This
is thanks. You know, Mother's Day is coming up, so
oh, yeah, true.
Exact.
Oh
hint,
yeah,
hint.
That's a good idea.
Did you get that, Dave? Did you understand?
Oh yeah. My gosh! I just got you.
What?
You have in here
cinnamon.
I think you actually have some of. Is that some of your salted caramel in the peanut butter cup too?
Yeah.
Not in the peanut butter cup.
No, I got some. I got something. I got something a little bit of salt,
salty.
Which
yeah.
I love.
Me
I
too.
Love that.
There's salt on top of the peanut butter
top. Oh, that's why. Okay, because I was going to say, I was like, wait a minute. I hadn't had that in my first bite. Delicious.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Oh, I am in heaven. This could be like my birthday show. Hint, hint.
Awesome.
And Joseph's going to be having great dreams tonight.
No, I think right now, I mean, because that was our last sample of the day, and we're like, I'm so jittery right now, but I'm really happy too, because all the flavors that we've tried today are so delicious, and this was like the piece de resistance, because it's like, it's really kind of fancy too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm exploding in ecstasy wanting more.
We could have a tasting party.
Yeah.
And not tell people what the flavors are.
Yeah.
And do it like a wine. Like,
hey,
you know,
do you wanna,
smell
yeah,
it and then taste it and then write down the flavors and the nuances that you're getting in it. And the person who gets the most right.
What happens?
Gets the candy?
Gets
the leftovers?
Well, no, gets like a basket or a prize of some sort. But that could be your dessert.
Wow. Kate, you want to participate? You want to participate in this?
Sure. We're in.
Nice.
I'm not kidding. I love peanut butter cups. I won't mention brands. This, your candy, it blows it away. I mean,
yeah, it
blows
does.
It away.
Well, even the peanut butter alone. I mean, just the creaminess of it.
It seems like the quality, the combination of flavors, you name it. This is unbelievable. We definitely want to talk more with you.
Is it as huge as it looks from these pieces?
How big around is it?
That's about 4 inches around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's about 5 ounces.
Well, that's a good size, actually.
That's a huge size.
Yeah, that was Donald Trump's comment. The huge. But anyway.
I thought he says everything is huge.
Oh, yeah, huge, huge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, you guys are making me blush. Thank you.
Chocolate.
I'm so thrilled that you love it all.
Chocolate-twist.com. Everyone's got to check that out.
And now we are not stalkers, but we might be coming to Chicago to see you.
Yes.
Oh, I would love it.
But let's do some, we'll talk more about some giveaways.
Chocolate-twist.com.
Yeah, some prizes because this.
People have to try this.
People need to know about this.
Saigon cinnamon.
And you know, I'm a CPA now, and, you know, you may need some help.
Well, Kate.
What do you mean you're, she knows now that you're a CPA. You've been a CPA for years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you used to be a government auditor and all the rest of that
stuff. Exactly.
We're getting a little bit tipsy here.
You made it sound like you were brand new or something.
No, I'm not brand new.
I know.
Yeah. No, you're established. But Kate,
I look like I'm brand new, but I'm not brand new.
Kate, Coffee, Chocolate Twist, thank you so much for joining us. These are delicious. Everyone check it out, chocolate-twist.com. We'll put the links on the website on the archived audio.
Thank you guys. Made my day. Thank you.
I forgot to ask you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is this, was this, did you start this or did your father? Because I know you had Papa Coffee.
I started the business in 2011.
Wow. So,
you do need a CPA.
I love this. woman owned, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Woman owned. I'm a single mom.
Mom?
So, we are fierce.
Wow. Well, impressive. Man. And like you said, you have more than paid for your kid. This salted caramel is going to help you. And I will tell you, winner, chicken dinner, whatever you want to call it.
Dinner.
You
That's
have,
probably her next product. Chicken
you
dinner
have
chocolate.
Won. You have won, Kate. This is some of the best chocolate I have ever tasted.
No question about it. Yes. Kate.
Listen all the way home today, guys. Thank you,
Kate.
Happy
so
Easter,
much.
Kate.
Yes.
Happy Easter, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah, wow.
No, I am not kidding.
The flavor combinations are phenomenal.
The peanut butter, well, the root beer float and the peanut butter, right?
Yeah.
But I think I would take the cinnamon peanut butter. The other one was A, and this is A way off the charts.
Plus.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and
tremendous.
Again, and I feel so hyper right now.
Hyper?
Yeah. That's why I had to cut these into manageable pieces.
You say it's a sugar high?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely, let's get it back in touch.
You know, I think I need to do some investigative reporting, and
sure.
I think I might need to... observe and participate in her 4 days of R&D.
And
you
so
know,
Joseph is thinking
and
of
the
that,
thing
too.
Is, well, the Chew, last year, they if you recall, on their Easter special, they did a tour of the chocolate factory, and they were actually making like the rabbits and stuff like that,
yeah.
And then the marshmallow eggs and stuff like that. I mean, so that I would love to be able to do that and go into each of our guests from today, mm-hmm. go into their factories, and that's why we were trying to, you know, take our listeners behind the scenes, but it's kind of hard to do that on the radio, so we need to do that in person, and we'll put it up on YouTube.
But I will, yes, okay. definitely. But I will tell you this. I'm not gonna spill out names, mm-hmm. but the generally known chocolatiers, the popular ones, and marshmallows and things that are out there, have absolutely nothing on what we have tasted today.
Very, very, very true.
It be the flavored marshmallows. I'm sorry, but that twisted, excuse me. I've got chocolate twist
not
on my
naughty.
Mind. But the naughty Girl Scout marshmallow, I swear
they don't
to
make
you,
those in the shape of chicks.
No. But I want to put. I do want to make a naughty Girl Scout s'more.
That would be really good.
I really, really do. And I'm just thinking about it, and I'm thinking. We could, with this peanut, well, the peanut butter cup, I wouldn't even change it.
No, you don't, yeah. You
I
just
wouldn't change
have that
it at all. Just eat that by itself. But the drinking chocolate mm-hmm. with a Naughty Girl Scout on a graham cracker heated
and then just
in the microwave.
And then just dip your lollipop right in there.
No, there's got to be a Naughty Girl Scout leader.
Here's the thing. The lollipop is going to be... Okay, this is going to sound funny, but it's going to be my pacifier because it's going to pacify my sweet craving mm-hmm. so that I won't stop at Dunkin' Donuts or something like that. I'll just put my birthday cake lollipop in my mouth, have a few licks on it, and enjoy it, and then put it back so I can have some more later.
That sounds wonderful.
I'm all about more, 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 more.
And I love Easter. It's one of my favorite holidays because I love eggs. I know in the past, I just want to let our listeners go to breakradioshow.com. Our previous 2 years' Easter specials mm-hmm. were wonderful. We had Easter bonnet experts, and we also had on Hickman's Farms. Mm-hmm. We had someone on from those chicks mm-hmm. candies and stuff like that. And we also had on the jelly bean guy, the one who invented the jelly belly jelly beans.
That's right.
We had somebody from Peeps or something.
Yeah, uh-huh. we did.
Yeah,
we did.
We did. Mm-hmm. So, and they took us behind the scenes. So you're going to want to go to breakradioshow.com, click on the archives. Our previous Easter specials
were
wonderful.
There's something for everybody.
Yes.
But again, you know, there's certain candies that you buy for the kids.
Yes.
And that you fill their Easter baskets with.
They're really and cheap. Then, I mean, they have
right,
yeah.
exactly. And then there are candies that are for you. And
gourmet,
that's fancy. That's the thing about everything that we've tasted today.
Yes.
This is adult time in the candy store, so to speak. Not at your candy store, adult kind.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I'm,
Dave and
no,
Eric
no, no,
will have
I'm
adult
talking,
time later.
Dave missed
I'm,
that one.
No, no, no. But I
heard it. I was visualizing.
But
I was visualizing.
He's booking your lunch reservations.
Yes.
Nice.
Now,
I don't think they take reservations, Dave.
I got him to.
but here's the thing. Like I said, this is like a wine tasting, a fine wine tasting experience.
It is indeed.
This would be, I'm actually thinking like housewarming party with chocolate tasting.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
I think, because I don't drink. So you know.
And there's a lot of people who don't.
Right. But all these nuances and everything, you have to be careful if somebody's diabetic, obviously. And you don't want to do too much. But have you ever seen like those dessert spoons that people will put one bite of a dessert on the spoon? And you can experience these various flavors.
Exquisite.
Yes,
I'm telling you.
Cold Stone Creamery, you can do that.
Yeah.
Really?
It's free.
Yeah, you get free ice cream.
You
get to taste everything.
Yeah.
And then you
well,
throw the spoon
actually,
away.
We were. What was the name of the resort in Sedona that we went to that had the spoons, David?
It was, I want to say the Hilton.
I think it was the Hilton. And they came up and they just had the spoons with like a little. Like a strawberry shortcake bite or whatever. But I want to do that with these chocolates.
Now, let's go play a little bit from the next song. We're not going to take a break. Just play a little bit because we've got to go with the...
I called my sugar. Well, I think we're going to do a review. But
yeah, we are. Well, I'm not saying we're not taking a break. I'm just telling you this.
And
Matt
I think
King
we
Cole.
Have someone on the
So
boat.
Let's go ahead and slide out of that. And let's... Oh, is he Tell-Tale?
What is this, Frank Sinatra?
No, Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole.
Oh, nice, right? Ooh, I love this song.
I love candy.
Standing candy, and candy's always handy. When I need sympathy,